My Inward Path. My Inward Path. We all would like to walk our inward path. We'd like to go into that inner sanctum, that inner awareness, that inner peace. We'd like to go into that peace of awareness of love and joy and harmony. And we find that it's not an easy thing to do. And the reason it's not an easy thing to do is we haven't made it a practice. We haven't made it a practice to go on our inward path. We do everything in the outward because the outer is so easy to do everything in. And as we do everything in the outer, we are traveling all of these outer pathways. We are going all these outer routes. We're going all of these outer activities. And we find that it's very difficult. It's very difficult to find that inner peace. It's very difficult to find that inner awareness, that inner love, that inner joy, that inner self that we are. When we're searching the way, we're searching the way to find peace, to find our inner self, that inner awareness that says all is right with the world. And as we look for this inner awareness to know all is right with the world, all that we can come up with is the idea that when we are still, when we listen and we are one with that divine self that we are within ourselves, when we are one with that divine self that is within ourselves that tells us that all is good and all is right, then the bliss, the gentleness, the awareness that we are in the right way, doing the right thing. We're always searching for the way. We're always searching for the inward path. We'd all like to have a little more peace in our life, a little more gentleness, a little more love, a little more understanding. And we don't get that understanding, we don't get that love, we don't get that peace in our life because we are looking for it in the outer. We want to have an outer reflection of what we're doing within ourselves. And as we are looking for that outer reflection of what we're doing within ourselves, we always come up with the same thing. We come up with the busy life, the busy world, the busy activities that we're doing. And as we come up with these busy life, busy world, busy activities that we're doing, we find that there's no peace. There's no gentleness. There's always confusion, always action, always activity going on. I have to determine to myself what I expect to find when I go on my inward path. What do I expect to find on my inward path? Do I expect to find the infinite bliss that some of the great masters have found? Do I expect to find contentment? Do I expect to find an awareness of something that is very precious to me? If all of these things are my expectations, I can be sure I will. I can be sure I will not find them. Because to look for something, when you really want to know what it is in you that's doing it, you have to sort of let go of all the outer things. You let go of all the outer pathways that you think are so important to you, that you think are so vital to you, so magic to you. And as you let go of all these outer pathways that you think are so important, what you find is a nothingness. And you want to call it emptiness. You want to say, I am empty. You want to say, my inward path is empty. And because my inward path is empty, it cannot be valuable. It cannot have any worth. Well, that's what we say. That's what we think. But is that the truth? Hardly. When we find an emptiness, when we ever enter into a feeling of emptiness in our life, we can be sure that we are on the path. Now, do not fret the emptiness. If I feel the emptiness is negative, then I am not doing my best. But if I feel the emptiness is the first step to just being aware of my inner peace, of first being aware of my inner joy, of first being aware of all that I am and all that I ever can be. Now, whoever thought that emptiness was a part of your walk to your spiritual path? Whoever thought that emptiness was part of being that inner aware of who you are? But that's what it is. That's what it is. Because when you have things on your mind, when you have fullness in your heart, when you have activities that make you feel that you are doing a lot of things, you're not on your path. All you're doing is you're living in the outer, and the outer that you're living in is not the feeling that you want to have of that inner beingness. I go to the path alone, not because being with anyone would be disturbing, or not because I need someone to show me the way, but I go the path alone because I am number one. I am the one who makes the decisions as to what I think about, as to what I believe, as to what I am. I am the one who makes this decision as to what is important in my life. And I'm the only one. There's nobody else in my world that makes that decision. Nobody else in my world who comes into that awareness with me. Just myself. I am the only one who walks that inner path and knows that inner truth about myself. I'm the only one. There is no one else in the universe who can walk the inner path with me. I go the path alone. Now, you say, well, when I sit down in quiet meditation, I go the path alone. No, I don't. Too often, I'm thinking about other things. I'm not letting go and letting the divine in me reveal itself to me. I'm not being at peace with myself. I'm not being totally peace. And you see, when I am totally peace and I do walk the path alone, I release all distractions. I release all the outer calls upon my attention. I do not feel the need to go to the bathroom. I do not feel the need for a drink of water or a cup of coffee or anything. I do not feel the need for anything at all. I am in that state of bliss, that state of peace, that state of gentleness, that state of oneness. And as I am in that state of oneness, that state of joy, I feel content. I feel fulfilled. I feel revealed. And all is in divine order. It's a wonderful thing to do. I enter the awareness of my inner peace. And in entering the awareness of my inner peace, I need nothing in the outer. I need nothing to confirm to me where I am. I do not need to feel that I feel good. I do not need to feel that I feel peace. I do not need to feel that I feel anything at all. I just totally let go and walk my inward path. Oh, we walk our inner path, we say, as we go into meditation. But meditation truly is to think about. And I am walking my inner path thinking about nothing. I am walking my inner path in complete aloneness, in complete emptiness. And as I walk this inner path in complete emptiness and aloneness, I feel true gentleness and life. My inward path is what I have done and wanted to do all my life. Little children know the inward path very well. They have that inner belief, that inner confidence, that inner assertion that they know that they know. They are not searching the way. They don't wonder what they're going to find. They don't what I expect to find. They have no pre-drawn attitude they're going to do. But they go the path alone, and they release all distractions, and they enter into the awareness of peace. Truly, children do this very well. And so as we become as little children, we can do this too. And And we can do it now. Enter into this realization now and know truly who you are and how wonderful you are, because that's what life is all about. And that's what you are all about. And that's all that matters, now and forevermore. My inward path, I walk alone, in joy and peace and bliss. And so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you.